Lindsay, when you look at diaries and planners, of which no doubt there's probably more than one, do you reckon that the bulk of work's already been done, or is it more a case of fine-tuning things now?
A major proportion of the planning is already in place, but there's always a lot to do to try and make that experience really special. We're spending a lot of time with both the venue, so we're up and down to Liverpool, and obviously the city of Liverpool, to fine-tune our plans, not just for the sport, but beyond that sport. We've recently announced the fan park. We have an opening ceremony, and all around that fan experience, ready for the arrival of thousands of fans coming into the city this summer.
Left, right and centre, we've had sellouts everywhere, but I suppose what will make this even more special is some of those hospitality tickets. Are they still available on games?
Some hospitality tickets are still available. I have to say that the final and I think the semi-finals are completely sold out, even with hospitality tickets as well. You know, that is the hot ticket in town. But we sold 90,000 tickets, which was incredible compared to where we, you know, where we thought we would be. We're absolutely delighted by that number. But we do still have some fantastic matches available. So I think Session 1, where Northern Ireland, you know, our local neighbours, take on World Leaders Australia, will be a fantastic opening to the tournament. And I can also recommend, you know, Thursday the 18th of July, because those are matches at the end of preliminary two, and you know, we don't know what those matches are going to be yet, but they could actually be deciding matches for all we know as to who's going to be in the semi-finals or the, you know, the seventh day playoff. So that Thursday is a key day at the end of P2, so I definitely recommend tickets for Thursday.
I'm looking forward to seeing Northern Ireland v Australia as well. And I mean, on that wider scale, how have the demand worldwide been?
Yeah, we've got a high percentage of travelling fans coming to the event, both in the fan package programme and the individual ticket purchasers who have purchased directly from our website. Two of our pillars are Welcoming the World and the Iconic City of Liverpool, and we think both of these are at the heart of the international programme, so there'll be plenty of overseas fans coming, not just to experience the event, but to experience Liverpool, the northwest, you know, travelling up to the Lake District, seeing more of the country as well as enjoying the event as well.
That fan village has been announced as well, and it's important just to get people into Liverpool, sample the atmosphere. And you've got to say, but Liverpool Council throughout this whole thing have just been fantastic to you with their support.
Absolutely. 100%. Liverpool City Council and the venue, ACC Liverpool as well, have been brilliant in supporting this event. I was walking through Liverpool yesterday and I saw our first flags up in the city, and that really gave me that extra... But yeah, I was really proud, actually. That really gave me that extra bit of excitement, if I even needed that at the moment, to see that this is real and this is happening. And the city have been integral to that. You know, they're supporting Fan Park, they're supporting the city branding programme, they're actually celebrating women in industry for a lot of their summer events and summer activities. So it's sort of reflected through everything they're doing, as well as them supporting us and our event, which is fantastic.
After the event, there's obviously going to be massive legacy for Netball Northwest as well. Heritage Key are getting on board as well and hoping that people go via them to Liverpool. So it's things like that. What are the plans are in place around that?
England Netball are responsible for the Legacy Programme. The Legacy Programme's got three strands to it. I'm going to start big and work my way down, so to speak, is the international programme, where England Netball, the INF and UK Sport have all been over to Zambia, and there's coaching being put into Argentina as well, which is part of the international legacy programme. And then on a national and regional level, England Netball are promoting their Roads to Liverpool, which is giving clubs, schools, etc. a connection to the event. Now, that's not necessarily all attending the event, because unfortunately we can't accommodate everybody to see England matches in the venue. But there are activities that England Netball are promoting. They have their big summer of netball, and I think this year is the biggest summer of netball because of the World Cup. And it's just, it's signposting people to play. I know that, you know, 130,000 more people either played more netball or got involved with netball after the Commonwealth Games, and we're hoping and expecting to see something very similar. So England Netball are getting themselves ready for the impact of the event after the event takes place in July.
Tell me a bit more about the rest of the partners and sponsors that are already in place.
So we are very proud to have Vitality on board, because Vitality have shown fantastic support to netball for a number of years now, and it's continuing and growing that partnership that England Netball have put in place for the event. We also recently announced Jaffa. Again, that's an England Netball partnership that has folded over to support the Netball World Cup as well. So it's fantastic to see them there. And I think one of my proud things is that we're showing the event on both Sky and the BBC, which just widens the reach of both the event and the sport wider in the UK. And it will be available, obviously, internationally through deals that the INF are doing with international broadcasters. So it truly is a worldwide event, which I'm very excited about.
I think on the website, when we mentioned the agreement with the Rugby League World Cup, it was something like NWC and RLWC signed MOI. What on earth is all that about? Just to explain that for everybody.
Sure. So we've signed a memorandum of understanding, which is really just a formalisation of a process that's been in place for quite some time. So we've been working with a lot of events, but more closely with Rugby League World Cup, just on transferring knowledge and experience from their staff to our staff and our staff back to theirs, with the experiences that we're having at the event as well as the experiences that their staff have had on previous events. So it's talking about women's sport. This is the first time for Rugby League that the women's World Cup has taken place at the same time as the Men's World Cup and the Wheelchair World Cup. And they're also taking place, some of their events taking place both in Liverpool and at our actual venue. So from that perspective, we're able to impart our knowledge of working A, in women's sport, and B, at the venue with Rugby League. And they're just a bit able to give us a different slant on the work that we're doing. And you know, they're very much working on embracing and engaging people from outside their sport into their sport, and that's something that we've been doing as well. So it's really a formalisation of a conversation that's been going on for some time.
I'm really pleased to see that some of that merchandise range is already available online. It looks like you've got easily 50 items or so, and a really good mix.
Yes, we're working with a specialist netball provider from Australia who knows about netball, knows about the type of kit and the type of merchandise that the netball community really wants. And we think that we've provided a range that plenty of people will want to engage with, both whether they want Netball World Cup memorabilia or they want country memorabilia. All of those things are available on our website, and we think it's a really fantastic range. So you can purchase it now or you can purchase it at the event. So go out and get shopping, I think.
A word about your team. Have they just realised the scale of things and just got on with it?
Absolutely. We are, without a doubt, we are a small team who are achieving what I think is some pretty great stuff out there. I think my team are fantastic, and I'm only ever as good as the team that I'm working with. And I think my team are making me do hopefully a pretty good job, because they are just embracing everything that we want to make this event into. And we're all working pretty hard at the moment, so I'm really proud of them.
An England-Australia final, probably expected by everybody that we're speaking to, but who else are you looking forward to seeing? Will you even get a chance to see much of the games? Probably not.
I'll probably be in the control room, and in the control room there'll be a TV so that we know exactly what's going on. So I may not get to see any of them live, but I'll certainly be tracking what's going on. I think you say it's expected England-Australia final. I think now, because of the results recently in the Quad Series and other series that's happening, I think it's more open than it's ever been, which is absolutely fantastic for the sport. I have to say, I am supporting all of the teams, because every single team deserves the opportunity to perform to the best of their abilities at this event. And I'll just be really excited to see some very close competitive matches, more so, I think, than any Netball World Cup's been before. So we've got that event going for us, which is going to make an absolutely fantastic platform for the event.
And if for some strange reason we're not following you on Twitter and Facebook and the website as well, do you want to give those a mention?
Yeah, well, everything is at Netball World Cup. So at Netball World Cup, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and then the website is obviously www.nwc2019.co.uk.